Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:31. It is Thursday, November 6th. We are ready to go. Thank you guys for getting up with us or going to sleep with us. We appreciate it. It is, there was a really bad accident I saw on the way to work this morning. It was on the 215 north between Sahara and Charleston. I was going the opposite direction, but there were fire trucks, there were police cars all over the place. So I didn't get a chance to listen to the traffic report this morning, but something is up over there. Just letting everyone know if you're driving that way this morning.
You know, I didn't see that coming into work, at least with the time I came in. But when I did come into work today, the way I go is from the 15 near South Point, and going north, there was a lot of police sirens going off. I don't know if they were heading that direction, but I was like, oh man, it's either people are getting pulled over or they're heading to a direction that they're needed.
Yeah, there's a lot. If anybody knows what's going on, yeah, let us know. But how you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm getting ready for the weekend. I'm super excited to be traveling, but also not super excited to be traveling because I get on social media this morning and it's talking about how 10% of flights are going, or 10% of cancellations or flights are going to be happening.
Yeah, the FAA has been told to, has gone to the airlines and asked them to cancel 10% of their flights. And so hopefully you're going to be okay. Yeah, I'm a little nervous because I have some travel coming up too. And I keep looking and checking to see like, okay, our flight's still there. What's going on? But yeah, with the government shutdown, it's getting pretty dicey out there.
Yeah, I feel for those people that work in TSA and just the airlines and stuff like that. I can't imagine how hectic it is right now. And for those that are working without pay, man, kudos to you.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that, and it can't be easy. I'm just I just want this to be over.
Me
like
too.
I'm sure we all do. It's crazy.
But other than that, I'm trying not to worry. You know, that's out of my control. I got to go to the airport, just see what we do, cross fingers that everything's on time, and yeah, I just a safe travel is all I want.
and that's all you can ask for, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and if something does get canceled, well, maybe it's the universe doing you a favor.
Yes.
Who knows?
Yes.
Hopefully not, but
I
know what I mean.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. Last night was a pretty good night. I'm trying to think what I remember saying. Oh, you know what we started watching was Squid Game the Challenge. Have you watched that? There were real people competing in these Squid Game things.
I actually like the Squid Game the Challenge way better than the actual show.
Yeah, there's no like murder or anything like that. But yes. Yeah, we started watching that and I have to say it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. I did watch the first season of it. This one's good. There's a lot of twists. There's a lot of surprises. I like the games. Yeah, it's really, really good. So we caught that last night and this morning I came in and we don't have reserved spots here at the radio station, but we always park in the same spots. And someone was parked in my spot this morning. I'm like, who's this? Who is this? And I'm looking at the car. I've never seen the car before. There's like an Uber sticker in the window. And I was like, who are you? Do you know who it is?
Yeah, it's our traffic person that's in today. They don't know. They don't come in this early. So they're
parked
in your spot. So, but the traffic person is very kind. He just doesn't know that we have...
He doesn't understand the rules. It's
yes,
okay. Yeah, we forgive. And like I said, in his defense, we don't have reserved spots
we
here.
We don't.
There's nothing reserved. So, but you know how it always kind of throws you off? I pull up and I'm like, wait a second.
Who is this?
But yeah, So it's just so funny how people get like so in their routine that if one little thing throws them off, it's like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
Half a second, I have to repark.
I know,
Jesus
I have to
Christ.
Park 3 feet further away. God forbid.
You?
I know,
no,
poor guy. I feel bad now.
No, he doesn't know. Maybe we tell him, hey, in your you know, after you do your traffic report, maybe you can change
no,
your car out.
No, I would never in a million years ask him to do that. I'm not going to, I don't even know if he's in for tomorrow too, but I'm not going to say a word. He doesn't know. It's fine.
Yeah, we'll leave
I'll
it at this.
Survive, you know, but
we'll keep it between me, you, and whoever's listening.
Yeah,
right,
please
now.
Don't tell him anyone. I feel really bad about that now. Okay, Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I have a very important announcement to make right now. You're hearing it first here. You probably already know. The holiday cups are back at Starbucks today.
Yeah! That's a very important announcement. Are you kidding
mean,
me?
Seriously, they dropped 6 new designs this year. Honestly, they are adorable. 4 for your hot drinks, 2 for your iced. They're all decked out in the, you know, classic red and green plaid patterns, little apron-inspired swirls. They even added a little gift tag spot on your cup so your barista can leave you a message.
Stop. I love this.
That is so sweet. Oh. Until someone writes, like, decaf on it.
Or they spell your name wrong. It's not Mercedes, it's Merdessi's.
Oh my gosh, seriously. The holiday menu's back to peppermint mocha, iced sugar cookie latte, and then there's like new treats like a polar bear cake pop and cinnamon pull apart bread.
Ooh.
Which sounds really good. So Red Cup Day is next Thursday. So that's basically like the Super Bowl for caffeine lovers. Like that's a huge one. But here's my question. Why does this make us so happy? Why do it's a cup. It's a paper cup, yet somehow it gives serotonin. I saw the announcement this morning and I immediately just smiled. There's something about those red cups that makes the world just feel a little softer, you know?
Oh my gosh, seeing the red cups, it's that moment where you realize the holidays are here. And I think that's what makes me feel like when you see someone else with the red cup, it's not even when you get the red cup, it's when you see someone else with the red cup.
Yeah, just knowing that they're out there. I rarely go to Starbucks. It is a rarity that I go. And so, yeah, but when I see someone else holding a cup, I'm very excited for them.
Yes, it's like, I'm living through you, girl. You drink that peppermint mocha.
Does anyone else have one of those things? Like, what is your version of the red cup? The small, random thing that just instantly puts you in a good mood. Maybe it's like the smell of a candle or... You know, maybe it's driving down Flamingo and catching every green light.
Yes.
Like, what is that tiny little thing that brings you joy? 702-364-9400.
It's a sound for me. And when I hear this sound, it instantly lights me up. And this happened earlier this week. I'm walking Momo at the park and I see from afar this dad and his kid, like 2 or 3 years old, playing, and they're like playing tag and stuff, and you could just see like the joys on their face. But there is something about a kid's laugh that makes me so happy, just like that innocent laugh, like, "Oh, Dad!" I love hearing kids just laugh, not the crying,
yeah,
but the laughter. That makes me just so happy.
I love the baby belly laugh when a baby laughs, and it is just right from their belly. Like, it is the funniest thing ever. I don't know what it is about that that just that'll make you start laughing like that. You know,
I don't know if it's a Megan baby fever. I don't know if it's like, oh my God, do I want a kid soon? But either it's my ovaries telling me you want something, or it's just like the simple joys of the sound.
We're getting a bunch of texts here. What is your version of the Starbucks red cup? 702-364-9400. This one says, the sound of my dog's paws when she runs down the hallway.
Aww.
I don't know what it is about it, but it makes me so happy. This one says, when I wake up and realize it's Saturday, the first 5 seconds is pure bliss. That is like, oh, I don't have to rush. I'm good.
Or the opposite. We wake up on a Saturday morning, it's 3:45 a.m. and you're getting ready for work. You're like, wait, today's Saturday.
This one says, every time I see a plane flying over the strip at sunset, I smile. It's like Vegas magic.
It's something like out of a movie when you see that. It's like, am I a cinematographer right now?
Like, is this real life?
Yes.
Am I watching something? You guys are coming up with good ones. This one says, when the sonic ice hits right, that crunch fixes my mood. That sonic ice, there is just something so special about it.
Is it like the rabbit poop ice? Is that what people
call
it? That's
exactly what it is. And it is just the crunch. You can't beat that.
Why do they call it rabbit poop ice?
Because that's what rabbit poop looks like. The little circles.
Really?
Yeah, you never had a rabbit?
No, I never did. I've never seen a rabbit poop.
That's one thing that does not give me the serotonin, yeah, is the rabbit poop. That is for sure. The ice, totally different thing. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:01. It is Thursday, November 6th, almost to the weekend. I'm super excited. We talked about the red cups coming out today, and then another sign of the holidays that makes me excited. The FLM Chocolates Cactus Garden Lighting is tonight.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh my God!
I'm going to be hosting. So if you're out there, please come say hi. I'd love to say hi and meet you, give you a hug. It's going to be so much fun. And I checked the weather forecast out there. 100% chance of snow.
Stop.
100%
really?
Chance of snow. Yep. At the Holiday Cactus Garden Lighting.
You.
So come and see us. It's going to be so much fun. You know what's funny? After the show yesterday, Steph and I, we were both kind of staring at our screens, trying to figure out our open enrollment. It's open enrollment time. And I swear, it felt like a group project where we're like trying to figure out the answers. I thought I was helping you. But honestly, after we were done, I think I made it worse for you. Did I?
Let's just
did
say.
Did I make you more confused?
No, you didn't. There were parts that you did help me on, but
okay,
then there were some things pretending like I knew what you were saying. I was like, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. And like, this is the total opposite. Like, because I love the holidays, but this time of the year specifically, like the first weeks of November is the worst for me because of open enrollment. I just don't know what it is about it. It just gives me like very adulting vibes.
Yeah.
And I think it's like when I hear the words 401k, HSA, different tiers for your deductibles, I'm like, instantly, I do feel like I'm turned back into college, cramming for a final. I don't know what it is about open enrollment that just confuses me. And I'm like, yeah, like I'm with you trying to figure out, okay, hey, are they matching? Is our company matching this? How much percentage are you putting into your 401k? Like, I hate it.
It was funny. Yeah. I think that, you know, adulting, it kind of tricks you into thinking that you have it all figured out by a certain age, like that you all of a sudden understand all of that. And there's always something. For me, that feels kind of like a pop quiz, like, oh my gosh, I know I should know this, but I don't. So then I just like Google it. I'm like, what does this mean? What's better, HSA or FSA? Like, what do you recommend for me? Or like, there's just so much. Is there something for you? Like, what part of adulting still confuses you the most? Like, you should know it as an adult, but it's just like, why does this confuse me so much? 702-364-9400.
Another thing to add to that, and that's why I'm so grateful for James, is APR and interest rates.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm like, wait, okay, so the annual percentage, what? And then he like tries to teach me these things, but honestly, I know that my strength is not that, and that is his. So I just leave it to him.
Yeah, just let him take care of it. But it is good to kind of learn it, you know. If you can pick it up, it can get overwhelming for sure.
Mm-hmm. I leave it to him.
That's how I am with like car maintenance stuff. Every time a light comes on in my car, I immediately take a picture and send it to Matt. I'm like, I don't know what this means. But something's going on. So he'll be like, okay, I'll take it in. Or, okay, that just means this, press this. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I don't know what this bacon thing, it looks like bacon frying. And he's like, that your defroster's on. Thank you.
What about the light that's I think it's the water needs to be put in for your windshield wipers. I'm like, is it telling me it's raining? Yeah. I'm so confused.
I once went like 3 months with my oil light on because I thought maybe it would just go away. It never did. And so, you know, you have to be really careful with those things. It's good to kind of get a little background and you know, understand what things mean, right?
Yeah. And then why does the one that looks like a tire that your air needs tires or your tire light is on? It looks like it's a clock. I'm like, what is it telling me that I need to check the time?
For me, it's a triangle with an exclamation point in the middle, I think. When I see that go on, I'm like, oh, no.
I don't know what this is. Matt, help.
Yeah, it's so confusing. Is there anything with adulting that just drives you crazy? This one says, I'm with you guys on open enrollment. I get so confused by what deductibles mean. Is higher deductible better or is lower deductible better? Honestly, it depends on your situation. How often do you go to the doctor?
Yes.
Like, there's so many questions that you have to ask. I mean, now I feel like I'm doing a seminar. That's how I was with you. I'm like, okay, max out this, Steph.
Yes,
make sure you do this. If you put the maximum amount in this as you can, because this and this, and you're like, okay.
And you're like, in the top right corner, you'll see how much is coming out of your paycheck already. I'm like, okay, Professor Martinez.
I'm telling you, I had to school myself on all this stuff so I understood what I was talking about.
You have a hidden talent with open enrollment, Mercedes.
Yeah, anybody needs help with open enrollment, I'm here. And questions on your deductibles, all of that good stuff. So we have a lot coming up on the show this morning in less than an hour at 7 o'clock. Another round of Beat Mercedes. We're at a $950 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. And I would love to give this thing away. It is gorgeous and it will be yours if you can guess the song and the artist faster than I can. That's on the way. Mariah Carey tickets to see her in her Christmas time in Las Vegas show at Dolby Live. That's on the way at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. The K-pop girl group that saved the world from demons is back for round two. Netflix just confirmed K-pop Demon Hunters 2 is happening, but there's a twist that has fans both screaming and sighing. We're going to talk about that coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
K-pop Demon Hunters is trending this morning. Huntrix, they are not done fighting demons yet. Netflix and Sony, they just announced that K-pop Demon Hunters 2 is officially on the way.
Yay! Yes!
But it won't drop until 2029.
What? You're kidding me. 4 years?
2029. I'm like, at this point, why even announce it? Like we have to wait so long for it?
You know, they're probably doing it because the hype is so real right now.
It really is. The first one exploded. I mean, a K-pop girl group battling evil through music. We're here for it. It became Netflix's biggest animated hit ever. And fans really treated these songs like real comebacks. Golden, Your Idol by the Soulja Boys, man, like these things were all so good. Of course, Soda Pop, they all charted and people were streaming them like Like, it was some sort of BTS comeback week, you know? Oh. Just huge.
You know what's crazy is what I knew. We all knew that K-pop Demon Hunters, when it came out, it was, you know, I think a couple weeks afterwards, the hype was so huge. But seeing Halloween costumes this past weekend, every single little girl, move out the way, Elsa from Frozen. We have a new girl in town.
Yeah, and we've got Rumi. The Rumis and the Zoes and the Miras. It was just, it was so cute. But then they had that sing-along release that came out. That made $18 million in its first weekend.
You're kidding.
The sing-along. Yeah, like it's crazy. Imagine a theater full of light sticks, synchronized fan chants. Like, it was so much fun. The co-director, Maggie Kang, she says we're only scratching the surface with K-pop Demon Hunters. She teased more backstory. She teased some unanswered questions. So, translation, the Huntrix girls are coming back, but you are definitely going to have to wait for it. And that is what's trending. If someone invites you to a housewarming, are you expecting to show up with a gift or a side dish? Steph, you got an invite and you're very confused.
I am. And this is my first housewarming party. So enlighten me or tell me if this is just something that always goes down. So this weekend, I'm going to my first ever housewarming. And the family member that's putting it on is kind of confusing me in a sense, because she first says, "All right, guys, we're getting together at my house this Saturday. Tentatively at 3. So immediately, like, tentatively, okay, are we getting together at 3 or not? Still no update on the time. And then she says, also, if you guys can bring something, I'll send you guys out a list soon. And I'm like, okay, looking at the date, it's in about 3 days. I'm flying there, mind you. I don't have a car. I'm not from the city that we're going to be in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm like, kind of a, well, I need to know if they mean to bring food or snacks or drinks. Still no update. So last night we're like, okay, we got to know. Like, are we going to need to Uber to police places to get something? And she goes, yes, I will need you guys to bring food. I'm just still figuring out what you guys need to bring. I'm like, what you mean food? Do you want me to get an entree, an appetizer, a snack? I still don't know. So we're 2 days out here. It's Thursday, and I still don't know what she means. But in the back of my head, if this was my housewarming party, I don't know if it's just me, but I wouldn't make any of my guests feel like this is a potluck. I would want them to feel welcomed. This is my first home. I am going to feed you guys. Feel free to bring your own drinks. I'll have some wine, maybe some beer, but I don't know. Is this rude for someone to ask, hey, I need you guys to bring food to my housewarming party? Or is this practical and like, this is what people do?
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. I mean, I get your dilemma. I think it's different because you're coming in from out of town. So that just makes things a little more difficult for you where, yeah, you do have to make a special trip. Whereas if it were in the same town, it'd be like, no problem. I can whip up something, or you know what I mean. But in my mind, I'm already like going the pre-made route. We're bringing cupcakes. We're bringing something I can literally walk in and walk out with.
Yes.
But I do feel like if someone's inviting you into their home, you should offer to bring something.
Okay.
That's just how I've always like been. Now, it's just a manners thing. But if they ask you to bring food, you bring food. If they say no, you still show up with something small, like a bottle of wine or maybe like a small dessert. Like, I always offer every single time. And sometimes my friends will be like, nope, just bring yourself. You don't need to bring anything. I'll still bring like a bottle of wine or something. But hosting is expensive, and it's not that hard to toss a salad together or you grab something from the store. It is a little different when you're coming in from out of town. So I give you that. But I don't know. I think it's more about just being thoughtful. And are you going to bring a gift for the housewarming?
So now our gift's running late. So we're going to have ship it. And it's a cute little pan. It's our place pan, but it's not going to be there for like 3 weeks. So not am I only going empty handed with a gift. I got to figure out food.
Yeah, I do think it's kind of rude that she's not giving you details. Like, you do need to plan ahead. Let's talk to Stacy. Hey, Stacy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. No, that is definitely not a housewarming. Housewarming, you bring a plant if you want to bring a bottle of wine. But no, that's not a housewarming.
So now that we've established that, and it's more of a potluck, like, what does she do at this point?
You know what? Do you get like a fruit tray or something like that?
Okay.
Something easy that people will pick at.
Yeah, or
a bag of dots, pretzels,
you know,
always does well.
Charcuterie boards that like already pre-made.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, there's some ideas. That's a good one. Thanks, Stacey. Let's talk to Jeannie. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I think the same thing. It wouldn't be a housewarming. I would try to do both, but there would be a limit.
As far as like bringing a gift and bringing food, or what do you think?
Right. Like if I was to bring a gift or even order ahead of time so that it was like delivered to their address since I'm traveling, that would be one thing. But if I'm expected to bring like food or something like that, everybody's going to be bringing stuff. Mine would be that lower tier kind of, I've got the drinks, I've got the plates, like the little thing.
Here's some forks for you. We're getting a lot of texts. This one says, yeah, it really depends on the family, but you shouldn't really be expected to bring food from that far out. This one says, hostess provides food and drink, guests bring gift for new home. This says, sorry, Steph, I wouldn't be going if that was the case. That's very rude of her, especially knowing you're coming from out of town without a car. Are we making it more complex than we need to? I mean, just
maybe.
Stop by. I don't know. My husband just texted and said, bring a good bottle of booze.
Yes. I'm worried everyone's just going to bring alcohol and there's going to be absolutely no food.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to be like, are we just going to be surviving on chips and tequila? That might be the problem.
Well, and then the party will be over fast, you know?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime and Zeitzerka, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
United Airlines is trying to stay on passengers' good side as travel chaos hits again. The FAA just ordered all airlines to cut 10% of flights starting tomorrow morning because of air traffic controller shortages tied to the ongoing federal government shutdown. So these controllers, they have been working without pay for more than a month, and now the system is stretched really thin. The United CEO says if you don't want to deal with a headache, you can get a full refund even if your specific flight is not canceled. That's pretty rare for them to do something
wow.
like that. Yeah, the government gave airlines only 36 hours to reduce schedules. So expect packed flights, frustrated travelers, a lot of people suddenly rethinking that weekend getaway.
Yeah, that'll be me tomorrow at the airport. I'm so nervous for my flight. And out of all the flights I wanted to go to, Momo is coming with us, our dog.
Oh, man.
I think he does really well. And I give him like some calming snacks that he kind of like chills out. It's like a melatonin type for dogs. So I don't know. I'm nervous, but I'm also like, there's nothing I can do. It's
yeah,
out of my control.
It really is. And you just got to keep an eye on your flight and make sure it's not canceled. If it is one of them canceled, hopefully you can get that information quickly, so maybe you can reschedule for another flight. But yeah, it's just I'm really crossing my fingers that this comes to an end at some point, because this is really poor timing with the holiday season coming up.
Yeah, I know you have a flight, what, come in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, we've got a few. I mean, we're gonna go back and visit my mom. We're planning to take a trip to New York, and it's just we've been talking about it. I'm like, maybe we should just cancel it and do it another time, but I'm gonna give it some more time.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just gonna keep my fingers crossed.
So same.
Also this morning, Flavor Flav is defending his Dancing with the Stars reputation. He almost broke TikTok. People were so mad at him. So he was a guest judge this week on Dancing with the Stars. And on Tuesday night, influencer Alex Earl and her partner got 3 perfect 10s, except from Flavor Flav.
What?
Who gave them a 9.
Ugh.
Fans were furious until he explained that it was actually an accident. He told people that he tried to fix it But producers wouldn't let him. He said, I went, no, that was an accident. I meant to give them a 10. And they said, sorry, you already entered your score.
Oh.
We got to leave it. So Alex, she was a really good sport about it, but the internet has not stopped talking about it. If you watched, did you agree? Like, that was ridiculous. I'm so like, seriously, the three people with experience in dance gave her a 10. And no disrespect, Flavor Flav, but okay, 9? Really? It didn't live up to your standards of dance? Like, what? It worked for the ballroom experts. What are you talking about?
You know, I don't know what it is to be like a guest judge, but I can only imagine when I see these celebrities as guest judges on shows, I just know they're like, I don't want to mess up because the spotlight's on them. They're going to be, they're the ones that are like, oh, you know, I should have done this, I should have done that. But why do we have these guest judges if they're the ones that are going to be messing up their score?
And Neil, again, no disrespect, but your experience with ballroom is not like theirs.
No.
Like, they had Cheryl Burke on, who was a former pro on the show. She got a little bit of, of a hard time for some of her scores, but I thought she gave really good constructive criticism. I thought it was really, really good. And she has the experience. So I don't know. But speaking of Dancing with the Stars, next week it is going to mark a major reunion. Tom Bergeron, the original host who was fired 5 years ago, he's returning for the show's 20th anniversary as a guest judge.
Oh, gosh. Well, maybe they're going to look at the Flavor Flavors episode and be like, okay, maybe we just stick with the ones
but
that know ballroom.
But in his defense, he's got a lot of years under his belt. So he's probably learned a lot about the dances and stuff. Carrie Ann, Bruno, Derek Huff, they're all going to be there with him. Tom says he's really excited to be back and even happier that, you know, he doesn't have to worry about timing or throwing to commercials or anything like that anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And then finally this morning, Maine Health might want to proofread before hitting send. So the healthcare system had to apologize after mailing letters to 531 living patients telling them that they were dead.
What?
Yeah. The letters offered condolences and even outlined steps for their next of kin to handle their estates. Can you imagine? Hi, yes, I'd like to report that I'm still alive. How are you? The company says a computer glitch caused the mistake and insists the patients were never actually listed as deceased in their records. They've apologized. They say they sincerely regret the confusion, but somewhere in Maine, there is a group of people who got mail saying that they died. And you know, at least one of them kept it as proof for the world's weirdest conversation starter.
I just have so many questions, but give me clarity on this. So the main hospital or whatever, they sent it to the people that are dead?
Yeah, like you get a letter saying like, our condolences on the death of Stephanie.
Okay, but it's not sent to Stephanie.
It was sent to you.
I'm so confused because if I'm dead, I'm not going to open this.
I know. Maybe your spirit's going to open it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Oprah's favorite things list is out, and so is Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop holiday guide.
Oh, I didn't know Gwyneth Paltrow had one.
Yeah, she's got one too, and these are the things that they suggest for the holidays as gifts. And I'm looking at both lists here, and they're both giving... I don't know a single normal person. Like, it's just ridiculous. Oprah's list has reading glasses for the shower because apparently conditioner directions are a literary experience now.
Okay. There's
a $2,000 espresso machine, a $700 pizza oven. I'm like, okay, this is not for normal people. And then Gwyneth, bless her heart, she went full Goop again. She's got a $1,400 vintage hotel ashtray.
Why would you need that?
I don't know. I'm reading this like a $3,600 telescope.
Oh, my God.
A $1,200 pleasure seeker advent calendar filled with gold-plated handcuffs and a paddle.
I don't know about advent calendars. I'm sorry. If you get them, they're overrated to me.
I love advent calendars, like little cutesy ones, but not ones with handcuffs and a paddle. Like,
yeah.
Who's unwrapping that at grandma's house? Seriously.
Excuse me, Grandma. Close your eyes.
She even threw in a $16,000 Hermes bag and then an $850 Gucci pet bed.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm sure your dog's going to love that while he's, like, chewing it up. It's insane. So here is an idea. Why don't we make our own version? Like, real people's favorite things. Not Goop, not Oprah, but us. One save... and one splurge item. Like, a save is something that would be attainable, not too expensive, but brings you joy and might bring someone else joy.
Ah.
A splurge, maybe it's a little more on the expensive side. You really want to go all out. You really want to splurge on someone. What's your save and what's your splurge? Mercedes in the Morning Edition. If you've got any, guys, 702-364-9400. Think of something for you guys, okay?
Okay.
I'll start. So my splurge is microneedling with exosomes. That probably sounds weird, right?
A little bit, but what'd you say that last word? What?
Exosomes. So it's like this stuff that they put in your face. It's like growth factors. So you get the microneedling done, and basically it's for your skin, and they make like these little holes in your face.
Yes.
Then the exosomes, they go in there, and it's like growth factors. It's like it just rejuvenates.
Ooh.
I did my first microneedling like a few weeks ago, and I've completely noticed a difference ever since I've done it. But it's not cheap, but a lot of places do it in town. I'm thinking anywhere between $300 to $500 it would cost. So
okay.
That is definitely a splurge, but skin's tighter, brighter, smoother. People have literally asked me what I'm doing. So it boosts your collagen. It evens out your tone. It softens fine lines. I love it.
Okay.
So if you're like, a lot of people are like, I don't know what to get my wife. And trust me, she will love if you get her a microneedling service. Like, it is amazing. Not cheap, but one of those things where you look in the mirror and you're like, okay, that was worth it.
Yep, worth it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my save. This is so like simple, but it brings me so much joy. I've totally become a swig girl.
Oh,
The swig place where you
the
get
drinks.
Your, the drinks. A cold drink from there is my new coffee. I pull up. The people are always friendly. They remember your name. They hand you your cup with this energy that just makes your day so much better. I say get someone a gift card from Swig. And my go-to order, in case you want to know, is the Poppin' Pineapple. But I use Fresca instead of Sprite. And it is the perfect combination. Sweet, not too sweet, refreshing, amazing. So what is your save and splurge? Those are mine.
All right. I like the Swig part because I haven't been to Swig yet. And I've seen lines behind the building.
I love it. I love it.
Okay. For me, saving wise, I just got this bag. And it is incredible. I got it on Amazon. And it's a toiletry bag. But this is not like any other toiletry bag I've ever had. You know, when you're traveling, especially us girls, we have like 3 to 4 toiletry bags. This takes out all of them and you just put it in this one.
Oh, I like it.
And it's called Bag Smart Travel Toiletry Bag. It's lightweight. It's large. It even fits like a curling iron and a straightening
iron.
Oh
my gosh,
nice. It fits your makeup. It fits all the things for the bathroom. I mean, this thing, you can fit a lot, but it is only in one bag and I love it. And it's called, again, the Bag Smart Travel Toiletry Bag.
How much is it?
It's about $30.
Oh, that's not bad at all. That's a great gift. Okay, I like it.
Okay, now, everybody loves electronics. Guys, girls, kids, adults. One thing that I want that's on my list are the new AirPods, the ones that suction into your ear.
Oh, yeah.
James has them, and I put them in my ear before I went to work out, and he was like, can you hear me? Like, he was playing loud music. He's like, can you hear me? I'm like, I can't hear a thing. The way that it suctioned and the way that it sounds, it is incredible, and that ranges about $170. If you want to buy them used, $150.
Oh, I love it. Great save and splurge.
Yes.
That is good. I'm putting both of those down on my list. Okay, Ramon.
All right.
Ramon's favorite things. Save and splurge.
So save. I've recently replaced our bathroom mats with stone bathroom mats.
Oh, my
what?
God.
Yes.
What is that?
So they're made out of stone instead of, you know, those regular rug cloth looking things.
Yeah, I have the rug cloth looking things.
So yeah, they're made out of stone. You never have to wash them. They never smell. You step on them, instantly dry. Your footprints are gone.
Okay, I can't even picture this stone.
Have you seen these, Mercedes?
Yes.
No.
At people's houses, I trip out. I've been on these stones. I'm like, what is this stone thing?
It's a rock?
Yes.
Yes. It's laid down flat. It looks like a bathroom rug, and they're instantly dry. Never going to smell. You never have to wash them.
Oh, my gosh.
How much do they range
for? I'm so buying this.
I bought two, $29.99 each on Amazon. I can send you the link.
Send us the link.
That, I'm so intrigued.
They come in different colors, too, if you need like a stone color, silver, or even white. Stone.
Okay. This is good.
And these are all not ads, by the way, people.
No, not at all. These are just our own personal things. Okay,
crazy.
So that's your save, because that sounds like it's a pretty reasonable price, right?
$30.
Okay, all right. I'm watching a video of one. This is insane, the way it just dries.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what is your splurge?
Splurge. I'm going to go with another house item. I'm going to go with a water softener. Living in the Southwest, actually, water here is so hard, right? So you get a water softener. It removes all the hard minerals like calcium, magnesium, and iron. You've complimented my hair before, right, Mercedes?
Yes.
Yes. The things it does to your hair, the things it does to your skin. No more water scum, the soap scum, right? It stains your shower glass. None of that, all gone. It is expensive, though, and you do have to occasionally buy salt for it. But definitely worth the money.
I second that. I have a water softener too. And you can tell when you're running low on the salts, because I get out of the shower. I'm like, why do I feel like I have a film on me? It's so bizarre. But that is good.
How much do these range from?
I got mine for $2,000.
Damn, y'all got money. I can barely afford water bottles at Costco.
Well, I think that's like a homeowner thing. A lot of people that with the homes do that. I'm not. You might have a water softener hooked up. You might not. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm
going
to check in my apartment complex.
Come take a shower at our place and then see how you feel.
Or even just wash your hands. But in a week or two, you'll notice it in your hair. Definitely women with long hair.
Crazy. I'm going to try this. Just going to go over to someone's house. You have a water softener? I'm on my way.
I'm just still like overcome by this stone thing, the stone bath mats. Like, wow, I didn't even know these existed.
I am going to.
They're amazing.
I'm buying two. One for my bathroom and one for the guest bathroom.
I am seriously like, what does Gwyneth and Oprah have on us? Seriously, ours were so much better.
We should post all of ours on our Facebook page.
I love it. Yeah, let's do it. And if you guys have any suggestions, send them to us. We'd love to hear them. All right, it is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. And we've got your tickets right now to see Mariah Carey. Mariah is back Christmas time in Las Vegas at Dolby Live at Park MGM, and you are going to be there when you conquer the Mega Minute. You get 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly, and they're just different questions, trivia, pop culture, just general knowledge. If you get those all correct in that time, you are going to the show. Caller 20, you're playing the Mega Minute right now, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, Mercedes, good morning.
Mercedes?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, my name twin. How are you this morning?
Good, and you?
You're caller 20. You ready to play the Mega Minute?
Yes, I have my husband too on the line.
Oh, who's what's your husband's name?
Damari,
good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Let's do this, guys. We want to get you tickets to see Mariah Carey at the Park MGM. You just got to conquer the Mega Minute. Are you guys ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, 10 questions, 60 seconds. If either one of you knows the answer, just scream it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on, all right?
Okay.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
How many days are in the month of November?
31.
No. What team did Michael Jordan win with his first NBA championship with?
Chicago Bulls.
Yes. Who was the U.S. president in 2010?
Barack Obama.
Yes. Which rapper is on Mariah Carey's song Heartbreaker?
Oh, pass.
Which villainous role did Jim Carrey play in the movie Batman Forever?
The Riddler.
Yes. Which 90s teen show had characters who hung out at the Peach Pit?
Pass.
Which fruit is in a piña colada along with pineapple?
Coconut?
Yes. Which actress starred as Barbie in the 2023 movie?
Margot.
Judges.
That's fine.
Yes. In what
Margot Robbie.
Yes. In what country would you find Stonehenge?
England.
Yes. Victoria Beckham.
No. That's time.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry, you guys. We weren't able to conquer the Mega Man. We almost made it to the 10 questions, but... not quite. The rapper, first, how many days are in the month of November? You said 31. It's 30 in November. The rapper on Mariah Carey's song Heartbreaker, that is Jay-Z. The 90s TV show with characters who hung out at the Peach Pit was my favorite show, 90210, Beverly Hills 90210. And that means that we did not get a winner. Mercedes, I'm so sorry. Great job. It just wasn't meant to be today, but you can hang up and call right back because caller 20, you are going to win these tickets to see Mariah Carey, her Christmas time in Las Vegas show at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Air travel is about to get messy. The FAA announced it is cutting 10% of flights at 40 major airports starting tomorrow morning because of the ongoing government shutdown. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says that means 3,500 to 4,000 flights a day will be grounded as the agency deals with the shortage of up to 3,000 air traffic controllers. These controllers have not been paid since October 1st, and now many are calling in sick or picking up second jobs just to stay afloat. The FAA says it would rather act now than wait for a safety crisis. pointing to that deadly mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. earlier this year as a warning sign on that. Airlines were told of the decision only an hour before it was made public, and passengers could start feeling that impact as early as this weekend. The list of affected airports came out today, and yes, Harry Reid is on that list. Expect longer lines, tighter schedules, a lot of unhappy travelers.
I am so nervous for tomorrow.
Steph is flying out tomorrow. God. She's like, oh no.
I'm bringing Momo too with our dog. And I think I don't know what to do. I got to expect the worst, but I'm also not going to let that interfere with my happiness and excitement for my trip too, you know?
Have you checked just to see the status of your flight? Or are you still scheduled to take off?
Everything looks according to plan as of now, but I think with all of this coming down, all of the airlines are probably like scrambling to figure out what they're going to do, and then they're going to let the passengers know. So I have a feeling by tomorrow morning, I'm going to know what my status of my flight is.
Yeah, and just when you go to the airport, be nice to the people that are working.
Yeah.
TSA, they're not getting paid either. It sucks. This whole thing sucks.
On the bright side, have you been to Harry Reid lately?
Not lately.
They've had some renovations.
Really?
Yeah, so they're like, okay, so when you, by the Uber area and the parking garage, you know that long bridge that used to be like that walking way that's electric?
The moving walkway?
The moving walkway. That's no longer. They're renovating it to make it more nicer.
Oh, you mean I can't stand there and just stand?
No!
And move?
You gotta walk.
I can't. I like walking on those and pretending I'm in Twilight. It's like I'm one of the vampires.
And you know how they're changing things to brand Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, the font has changed and it looks more like the John Wick font, the Fabulous. It's like, It's kind of cool. It's kind of neat.
I have to check it out. Yeah, I haven't been. Maybe I won't be there for a while with all this news. But,
I know.
Also this morning, Starbucks, they dropped their new holiday cups today. But let's be honest, nobody's talking about those because the real star, I guess, is the viral Bearista cup. It's a bear-shaped clear tumbler with a tiny hat for a lid, and fans have already been lining up to get their hands on them. It costs $29.95, which is pretty steep for a cup, but apparently it promises to bring instant joy to every sip. So the new hot and iced holiday cups are all red and green. They've got plaid and ribbon designs. The holiday drinks are back too. Your sugar cookie lattes, peppermint mochas, all the favorites. And mark your calendar because Red Cup Day is next Thursday, November 13th. That's when you get a free reusable holiday cup with any holiday drink purchase. But if you want that Bearista, good luck. It's going to be the Stanley Cup of the season.
So I don't drink coffee, so I could care less about Starbucks. But I'm looking at this Bearista guy. This thing is adorable.
Is it really?
He has a beanie on and stuff. He just makes me smile. I want one.
They have already, I think they sold out already at some locations this morning.
Oh, we got text. He's so cute.
Maybe we got to send you to try to grab as many as possible because, yeah, everybody's talking about this.
I love the green beanie. The green beanie makes it.
Finally, this morning, here's a stat that is going to make you question humanity. Only 6% of Americans think their IQ is below average. Which mathematically makes no sense. The average IQ is 100, meaning half of people fall below that. Yet 46% of Americans say they're above average, and 8% say they're way above average. Another 39% say they're right around the average. So either the country is full of geniuses or we're all a little too confident. Do you guys think that your IQ is above, at, or below average?
I would say it's just at average. I've never taken an IQ test before. Maybe we do it. I'm kind of afraid to embarrass myself. But I feel like I'm at average.
I'm going to play with the safe side too and say I'm at average.
Okay, well, I have some IQ questions for
you
really quick.
Stop!
Are you guys ready?
Go. Yes.
Steph, what goes up but never comes down?
What comes up but never comes down?
What goes up?
What goes up?
But never comes down.
I want to say like balloon, but I don't know. What are we referring to? Love?
Ramon, do you know the answer?
This is more like a riddle, isn't it?
No, this is for IQ. This is like it's critical thinking. You have to...
Elevator, temperature?
I don't know.
Your age. Ramon, if there are 6 apples and you take away 4, how many do you have?
If I have 6 apples?
If there are 6 apples and you take away 4, how many do you have?
I have 4.
Yes, because you took them. Yes. You have four.
Good job.
Okay, Steph, some months have 30 days, some have 31. How many have 28?
One.
Wrong.
All of them.
All of them have wrong. You know when you say something and you immediately like, wait, that's wrong? Because immediately I'm like, yeah, there's only one February, but all of them do.
Okay,
yeah.
Last one. Ramon, what can you catch but not throw?
A cold.
Oh, we got high IQ Ramon over here. You know, ER doctors, they are begging people to stop doing the dumb little things that are sending them to the hospital every day. They did this survey and they asked doctors, what are the most avoidable reasons that people land in the ER? Things that are completely avoidable, but make you end up there anyway. And if any one of you has been in the ER for one of these reasons, I want to hear from you. 702-364-9400. Totally avoidable reasons. One is falling off ladders because you didn't need help, not using them properly. Riding e-bikes or e-scooters without a helmet.
Of course.
Petting unfamiliar animals.
Like animals you don't know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yard work without gloves, helmets, or goggles. Slicing onions and avocados with a knife.
So specific with the food item,
by
the way.
These are from the ER doctors. And the last one is overdoing it with supplements. It's the kind of stuff where you think, oh, that'll never happen to me, right before it totally does. So has anyone had one of those things send them to the ER? One of those avoidable things? 702-364-9400. Maybe you ignored the safety rules. It was a freak accident. Maybe you trusted someone who said, oh, don't worry, it's safe. Call or text, because these are things that you said are oddly specific, but apparently a lot of people get stuck in the ER because of them.
Yeah, I'm looking at this list and grateful I've never been to the ER or know anyone that's been to the ER for these reasons, but I've heard so much about the e-bike one where people are like, kids, do not go on e-bikes without a helmet and stuff like that. And honestly, when I'm out in public, when I see people riding e-bikes, they are all not wearing a helmet. I'm like, you're asking for an accident, dude.
I know. That makes me so nervous when I see people without helmets riding anything, even just a regular bicycle. I know, you know, some people say, well, when we were kids, we did that. I know. I think that's part of the problem. Got hit in the head too many times.
Yeah,
you know?
That one or trampolines. Randomly, like when kids are going on trampolines, they get injured on those too.
Yeah. This text just came in from Harper. It says, I pulled a weed and sliced my finger with a Rogue pruning shear. Blood screaming. Regret on that. Okay, that falls under the yard work without gloves, helmets, or goggles. Very good. Okay, that works. This one from Beth, another yard work. I thought yard work was harmless. Threw on shorts, no gloves, turned around with a snake bite.
My worst enemy, my worst fear.
Your snake bite. Mm. Oh my gosh. Ian, good morning. Have you gone to the ER for one of those reasons? Ian.
Yes.
Yeah, what happened to you?
So I went had happy hour, decided an e-bike ride was a good ride after with no helmet, and ended up in the ER.
What did they have to do to you? What happened?
I broke my shoulder in three different places.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. Wow. Have you been on one since? Nope.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, you wonder if that like scares you straight, or if you're like, hey, I got to get back on the horse. I got to do it again.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, for me, I get traumatic and I'm like, nope, never again.
John, hey, what was it for you of those injuries? What landed you in the ER?
It was actually my wife. The first day she decided to take an e-bike to work. After work, she was coming home and came around a hill with her mother, and a UPS truck decided to fly around the corner.
Oh, no.
It scared her. She lost control of the bike and pretty much catapulted over the front of it.
Oh, no. What happened? How bad were her injuries?
Luckily, she remembered me expressively telling her to make sure to wear the helmet.
Oh, thank goodness.
Good.
Yeah.
So she actually, the helmet saved her because she still scraped up her face, her arms, She badly bruised her ribs. But if she wouldn't have been wearing the helmet, her whole front of her head would have hit the concrete.
That is just a good reminder to everyone. Call and text, which one of those things landed you in the ER? I definitely ended up in the ER because of one of those reasons.
You did?
Yes.
Oh.
Can you guess which one landed me in the ER? We're talking about the most avoidable reasons people end up in the ER. Doctors say they see the same mistakes over and over. Simple things that could have been prevented. Things like riding e-bikes or e-scooters without a helmet, not using ladders or step ladders properly, overdoing it with supplements. We're getting a bunch of texts from people who have ended up in the ER for these very reasons. This text came in. It says, my husband thought it would be okay to take 10,000 units a day of vitamin D.
Oof.
He ate about 300 vitamins. His muscles started seizing up, major muscle pain. I told him it wasn't okay to do. But do you think he'd listen to me?
Sorry.
No. I told you guys I ended up in the ER for one of these very reasons. Can you guys guess which one it was?
I was going to assume that it was the overdoing it with supplements. Honestly, the reason why I say that is because you are so well-versed on supplements and you have like the high-end ones. Tell me I'm right.
No, it wasn't supplements. Aww. I do take a lot. But you know what? Honestly, I have cut down on some of the supplements I take. But that's a really good guess. Ramon, which one do you think it is?
I'm going to go with petting unfamiliar animals just because I know you're an animal lover and you always talk about Tom the cat or whatever his name was around the neighborhood.
Bob! Random, God, Bob, I don't know what happened to him.
Random animals. So I'm going to go with that one.
You're 100% correct.
Boom, boom.
Yep. When I was little, this might be before your time. Do you guys remember Avon?
The brand?
Go door to door and sell Avon.
Yes. Of course.
My mom was an Avon lady.
No kidding. Cool.
Yeah. So I would go door to door with her sometimes to do her deliveries. And we knock on this door and the door opens and out comes this massive black dog with the owner. And the owner specifically said, oh, don't worry. She's friendly.
Of course.
So I pet her and I didn't realize it at the time, but she bit me in the stomach.
What?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking. So I didn't realize what happened at first. We're walking away. I start crying because I feel this pain. My mom unbuttons my pants because I'm crying and literally teeth marks, blood, everything.
No.
Straight to the ER.
Oh my God. That black dog, you didn't even know it bit you?
I just wasn't really thinking. I'm like, what? Why does my side hurt all of a sudden?
It's because those Avon magazines are like, get out of here with that.
Oh man. The lady, who she was one of my mom's loyal customers. After that, she never orders a thing ever again.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Sandra, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
A lot better now.
All right, let's make it even better and make you a winner. We've got these Demi Lovato tickets to give away. All you got to do is get 6 answers in 60 seconds with Heads Up. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Full Circle or Battleborn?
We'll go Full Circle.
Full circle it is. Look for Circles Day was on Sunday. So these are all things that are shaped like a circle. Round things, okay?
Okay.
All right. Again, 6 and 60 is all we need. You ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
You would get one of these at Dunkin', at Krispy Kreme.
Donut.
Yes. This is what you drive on. They're black. They are rubber.
Tires.
Yes. This is, it tells you what time it is. It's on the wall. Yes. This is what you put your dinner on. You set the table, you put down. Yes. This is, you might sew one of these on your jacket so you can close your jacket.
Button.
Yes. This is, you might go to the park and throw one of these with someone and catch it.
Frisbee.
Yes. Nice. Wow.
Wow.
Sandra. That was really good. You are, did you have coffee this morning or something? What's going on?
The nerves. I want to go see Demi.
Well, you are in for...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
We've been talking about the flight delays out of Harry Reid and just all the people that are working without a paycheck right now, a TSA in particular. And we got a text from Mona, who we actually got on the phone. Hi, Mona.
Hi.
We were so excited to get your text because we really want to get the word out about how people are going to work for free and how it is really, really affecting them. I mean, imagine going for 2 weeks without a paycheck. And you told us that something really cool is happening over at Harry Reid. What's going on?
TSA actually has a food bank that is in Terminal 1 above the ticket counter. I believe it's the mezzanine. And they are accepting all types of food, dry goods, personal care items, household items like paper towels, Kleenex, any kind of baby supplies, baby food, and don't forget our pets, the dog food and cat food. And I was over there the other day speaking to them, and they were saying that a lot of the TSA agents don't have money to put gas in their car to get to work. So gas cards would also be incredibly wonderful.
So you're telling me if, like, I have a flight to catch, hoping that it's not canceled, but if I have a flight to catch and I have a few minutes, I can go up there, drop off some gas cards, maybe grab some stuff at the grocery store on my way there and drop it off, and it's going to go directly to the TSA workers at Harry Reid?
Yes. Now, there are hours to the pantry. You can drop off between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. or 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
4 a.m. to 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Yes. And I also understand, I don't know the correct hours, but you can even go curbside. You don't even have to get out of your car. And that is by the Allegiant ticket counter.
This is such great news. Thank you so much for letting us know about this, Mona, and just really encourage people. Yeah, even if you don't have a flight out and you're in the area and you can drop some things off. I mean, again, I go back to how would you do without being paid for two pay periods? It's got to be so hard. And we just appreciate all these people that are still showing up. Thank you so much for letting us know about this.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Anything I can do to help them, it's my heart goes out to them.
Yes, gas cards, paper towels, personal hygiene, dried goods, anything that could help. Mona, you're the best. You have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
A Henderson neighborhood is really shaken after an awful discovery. Police say an abandoned dog was found in a trash bag Tuesday night near Via Da Vinci and Via Firenze. The small brown dog, believed to be a Maltese or a poodle mix, was around 10 to 12 years old, later died at a local animal hospital. Neighbors say whoever did this is just absolutely heartless. One of the neighbors said, you know, take an animal to the hospital if you can't care for it. To dump them in a garbage can is just pure evil. Residents say the area is normally really quiet. Now police are going door to door asking for ring footage to help them find the person responsible. The homeowner who found the dog says that they were left with a $2,200 vet bill. Anyone with information is asked to contact Henderson Police or Crime Stoppers. Neighbors are furious, just calling it an act of pure cruelty.
I just understand why this is still happening. From Reba, the bulldog, Atreyu, the Chihuahua mix, and now this. It's like, what in their right minds people would do I just don't understand it.
Yeah, there's no reasoning for it. It's pure cruelty to do that to an animal. And so I hope they find the person who did this. I really do. And I hope that they face charges, and I hope that they have to pay that person back for the vet bill. And thank you to that person who did that, who tried to save that dog. That is just heartbreaking. Also this morning, the Grammy nominations, they're coming out tomorrow. Everyone's talking about it. And a list of celebrity presenters, man, it is stacked. Well, we're going to hear from Chapel Roan tomorrow. She's part of the celebrity presenters that'll be announcing nominations. Doechii is also on that list. You've got Carol G, Brandi Carlile, Sabrina Carpenter. She's going to be a part of it. Jon Batiste, Lizzo, Gayle King, Nicole Scherzinger. They're all going to help announce the nominees for the 68th Annual Grammy Awards during a live stream. It's going to happen at 8 o'clock our time. But here's a surprise. I think a lot of people will be expecting some nominations for Taylor Swift. Well, she's not on the list this time. Her album, Life of a Showgirl, it actually dropped after the eligibility window closed on August 30th. So this is going to be the first time she hasn't been eligible since she was 17 years old.
No kidding.
Yeah. The Grammys air February 1st from the Crypto.com Arena in LA. And even though she's sitting this one out, you know the Swifties will still be watching.
I don't know a Grammy without a Taylor Swift nomination. That is insane.
I bet a lot of the other nominees are like, thank goodness.
Finally, we have a chance. Other than the Beyonce one last time. That's a whole other thing. With the Beyonce winning, didn't they split the country album into two?
Yeah, there's a, what was it? How did they split it? There's a new category that was inspired by Beyonce, which I think is ridiculous.
It's like a modernized country album and then like an older traditional type of sound of country. Something ridiculous like that.
Because they were mad that she won. It's best new or best traditional country album, which is going to be split from the single best country album category. So finally, this morning, the holidays are here, and I guess most of us are faking it a little. A new study has found that 69% of Americans actually feel pressure to act happier than they are during the holiday season. 57% say that just the whole thing stresses them out, and 64% admit that they'd rather skip a few gatherings. Half of the people in this survey say they really just feel lonely this time of year. And even when they're surrounded by people, millennials and Gen Z are the most likely to want to bail on their parties. And 3/4 of everyone surveyed said some of their events feel more like obligations than celebrations.
I know we've opened up and talked about, like, we joke about seasonal depression, but honestly, it's a real thing. You know?
Who's joking, girl? I'm not joking about it. Well, it's for real for me.
Well, with that said, like, do you think that you feel like you put on a face during the holiday season? Or what do you think? Because I know the holidays are happy times for you.
Yeah, but I do get happy because it's the holidays. There is something about it that makes me happy, but I think it's just like at certain times, I don't know if anyone else feels this way. It's just when you're alone with your thoughts and then you get sad. And part of it also is like missing people that are no longer here and how you wish you had the holidays with them. It's a roller coaster, honestly. Sometimes you just are like so happy, but then other times it's like you get really bummed out. When it really hits me though, honestly, is after the holidays.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I was gonna say I kind of wish the holidays were not in the winter time, like when it was. Can we make the holidays in the summer?
Hey,
when it's sunny,
move to Australia. Hey. They're in the summer there.
Yes, that's right.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Do you ever hear yourself talk and think, oh no, do I sound like that? There's this new study out that says that Americans are finally over the Valley Girl voice. And apparently we're all trying to break the same bad speech habits. So they found that 98% of us use filler words regularly. Mm-hmm. You know, the big three are so, and like. All of which I know I use.
And same here. I'm like, yep, check, check, and check.
Californians lead the way on like, but everyone is guilty of something. Most of us know it too. 3/4 of people believe their speech habits affect their career, and nearly half think it impacts their relationships. So it's wild because I think we all have like that one crutch word or that crutch phrase that we use over and over. What is the crutch word or phrase that it makes you cringe? You're just like, oh, I hate when people say that. 702-364-9400. Let's own it. Do you have a phrase that drives you crazy when either you say it or when you hear other people say it? What is it for you?
See, when other people say it, it's fine. I don't care. Because when I hear myself, especially in radio, one of the things our bosses tell us is re-listen to yourself, air check yourself. Mm-hmm. When I say this phrase and I said it a lot, I'm like, why do I keep referring to that phrase? And the phrase is, not only that.
I never noticed that.
You guys haven't noticed that?
No.
Okay, good.
Good job.
But I'm always trying to rephrase, like when you're telling me a story and I'm coming back at you, Mercedes, I'm like, oh my gosh, and not only that, I'm like, oh my god, cringe. Nails on a chalk wall when I say that stuff. Not only that.
That's funny. I thought you were gonna say that yours was, I feel like.
Yes, that too. That's
what I hear you say a lot. But I
that's
mean
a list.
How else are you supposed to say that? You know,
yeah.
If you want to express how you feel, how else do you say, I feel like, you know what I mean? That's mine right there. I just did it. You know what I mean? I say that all the time. And one of my girlfriends called me out on it. Now, anytime I say, you know what I mean? She says, I don't. Please explain. And then I'm like,
the sarcasm.
So I stopped saying it with her only. So you guys got to help me out with that. Whenever I say, you know what I mean, please interrupt and say, we don't. Please explain so I can stop saying that.
You know what, though, Mercedes? I love it when you say that phrase because I know you're done talking.
Oh! So
it's like your transitional phrase for me to be like, okay, she's done. It's my turn to talk. So I like, you know what I mean?
Maybe I'll keep it there. Do you have one, Ramon?
Yes. One word. It's just one word. And it's really the way they pronounce it. Right? Most people say literally. Some people go literally.
Oh.
And it's like, why do you have to pronounce every syllable, every letter in this word? Literally is fine. You don't have to keep telling me literally because now it doesn't even sound like literally.
I like it if they're British. They say it. They're like, literally. Like that sounds good. But if you're like, literally, it's like, oh my gosh, you don't have to really like enunciate there.
Yeah, the British are cool though. They get a pass.
I think I know what Ramon's crutch is.
What is it?
Bro.
Bro.
I even say it in my text messages.
Yeah,
you do.
You know it's a crutch when it reaches text. So
I like bro though. I'm like when Ramon says bro, I'm like, okay, we're friends. I think we're on that level of bro.
But it depends if he calls you bro or bruh.
Bruh, yes.
Because bruh means he's annoyed with you.
Yes. Or if like the British bruv.
Bruv?
Bruv. Come on, bruv.
I've never heard them say that.
Yeah, bruv.
I've heard of wankers, but not bruv.
My friend texts me bruv, B-R-U-V, and I thought they were just doing a typo.
No.
They're trying to say bruv?
Yeah, they're British, bruv.
I'm dead.
But they're not British, that's the thing.
That's
so
cool.
I don't know where
Another cool
from.
Phrase, totally off topic, is you're a fit bird.
A fit bird? What is that?
You're a good looking girl.
Fit bird.
Not the Fitbit, like the watch that you use to exercise. Okay, I'm learning a lot here.
All right, I have one thing to say. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.